We appreciate being here, like I said already, tonight. And that we might do that the Lord have us to do, and just got a little thought is all. And if I said I wasn't going to stand long, that'd be kind of an understatement, I reckon, but through time, we just figured out that it's just best off just give what the Lord give you and leave the additives off a lot of times. Because I've got over into some additives, a few experiences, I guess, and when we get into that, them are usually mine or other men's. I mean, I know sometimes that they are things that goes along with the message that we have, and use examples, use what we've faced and done. But I just pray to the Lord that whatever we do, as far as each and every one of us and myself, that we'll do it with a loving heart. Because there's things that we see on our jobs, there's things that we even see amongst here a lot of times. And I know we all don't disagree with each other all the time. And for the most part, that's okay. That's okay. To a point. I mean, this don't get too far out there, don't get me wrong, but if I have to pray for myself a tremendous amount of times because I might see something other, and I've let it hinder me in services, and then go home and blame somebody else for it when I don't got nobody to blame but myself, because I let it hinder. They didn't let it hinder. I let it hinder. And I'm sure I've been a hindrance to somebody along the way because of things. But we're going to read just in a couple places. And we're going to read in 2 Kings, the second chapter. And we're going to read and start with the 19th verse, just a couple verses. And then we'll go over to Matthew chapter 5 and read a couple verses in it. And like I said, you know me, I guess Randy says we think he's strange, I reckon, but I think I'm strange sometimes. But like I said, we've prayed that. Well, I just tell you, I do a job at work, and I'm the janitor for the most part. And my evaluation come around, and the way they got it set up is you evaluate yourself, and they evaluate, and they compare theirs to yours to see if you're telling the truth or not, I guess. But it started talking about people and dealings and stuff, and how then it has a place for a comment. And in my comments, I wrote down, I said, I love people. Therefore, I talk too much of going around. I said, because I love people. And he told me, he said, I'm glad you love people, but I don't think you talk too much. One of them asked me, said, well, what's your job? I said, I'm a janitor therapist. It's what I am. I said, because just like a bartender, I said, people will share things with a janitor just like they will a bartender. I said, and in my work area here, I said, I've got to be real careful about how I answer them. Unlike the bartender, I reckon. He can answer them however he wants to. I said, but I got to be real careful on how that I answer them. I said, but I just love people. I said, but we'll read these scriptures. I'll give you my thought and we'll go on from there. But 2 Kings, 2nd chapter. This is Elisha and the men speaking to him. It says, and the men of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord seeth, but the water is naught, and the ground barren. And he said, bring me a new cruse, and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. And he went forth to the spring of the waters, and cast the salt in there, and said, thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. And the waters were healed until this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which spake. Fifth chapter of Matthew, the 13th verse, it says, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. Ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. And that's what we feel like reading. And I'll tell you what I had a thought is a contaminated relationship. If we ain't careful in our relationship with God, we can have a contaminated relationship. Now, the word contaminated, and I've looked it up about what causes contamination. And one of the major causes, if you're talking from one meat to the next, if you're using a utensil on one, then you can use it on another, and it can transfer one from the other. Or if you get them too close, they can run in together. And as I was really thinking about that, I said, sometimes if we ain't careful, we'll get things of the world just a little bit too close to us. And we can get ourselves contaminated in our relationship with the Lord. Now, contaminated things ain't good to eat. It ain't good to drink. It can cause some sickness and illnesses and even death sometimes. If we get a contaminated relationship with the Lord, we ain't much count either for the world to be looking at and be tasting of what we got. And he told him there, he said, the waters wasn't no good. It was contaminated. And it was causing death. And he said, bring me a cruse of salt. And as we read over in here, we're the salt of the earth, for the world. And if we lose our salt, if we get contaminated, we can't do nobody any good. Samson was a man of God. He got himself in a fix. We read over there where day in and day out, he kept going and laying his head in Delilah's lap, in the world's lap, every day. He got to a point where he thought it was just a game. He'd go in there, she'd say, you love me? Tell me where your strength comes from. It come from tying me up with a rope, with a new rope. He told him this, told him that, but every time he popped up, Philistines is on you. He'd take care of them, take care of the enemy. But then there came a day when the contamination that he had caused him to go down. The Bible said he jumped up not knowing that the Spirit of the Lord wasn't with him. You see, we can get to a place in our contaminated relationship with the Lord that we still think we're okay. There's been a time or two where I figured out that because I just keep coming, which is a good thing, don't get me wrong, just keep on coming anyway. But I would sit there and I just couldn't get what everybody else got. Now, I could still feel at ease some, but I just couldn't get to that point. And I've said this before, where I've tried to tell the Lord, I don't know if anybody else has, but I've tried to tell the Lord where I am with Him and why ain't He doing this for me. And a particular service was happening, and everybody almost seemed like it was in rejoicefulness, shouting, going on. And me in my contaminated state was sitting there thinking, I'm okay, why ain't I getting this? And I even told the Lord, I said, I'm fixing to get up and tell the church, and I'm doing all I can, and you ain't blessing me. I don't know if anybody talks to him like that. I have. But real quick, he come back, he said, well, go ahead then. But then I figured out real quick I was contaminated. There's a reason I couldn't do it. But nobody didn't contaminate me. I contaminated myself. We get ourselves in a fix sometimes. Oh, who was it? Sapphira and her husband. The church was growing. It was going good. They was right there with everybody doing everything. And we can get caught up sometimes in the goodness of doing it, think, hey, I'm just going to do just a little bit extra and I'm going to do all I can. And then they make the Lord a promise. We're going to give you everything after we sell our property. Sometimes I've got bold and I've made the Lord a little bit of a promise. Bit off more than I could chew, I'm going to tell you that. But at the time, we mean it. They meant it. But then whenever they received and they got more than what they was really expecting, the contamination came. The scripture says the love of money is the root of all evil. And they had that money. Now, it ain't the money, but it's the love of it. And they said, together, this is what we'll say and do. You see, we can come into an agreement with ourselves and say, hey, it's okay. We can come to agreements with somebody and say, hey, it's okay. But if we've got specificness of what we've told the Lord, He still got the specificness of what we told Him that we'd do. And if we contaminate ourselves, we ain't going to get the blessings that we think that we're supposed to be getting. But if we ain't real careful, we'll draw closer to the world. We start accepting things. And we think, this is okay. What was the Bible talks about? A little sleep and a little slumber, a little folding of the hands. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. And then all of a sudden, you wake up and you're contaminated. The prodigal son had everything that he needed. But he took it. He left with it. And in his contamination, he lost everything he had. But the best thing about that is we don't have to stay there. The Bible says, and he came to himself. He said, I know what I'll do. I'll go back to Father's house. A lot of times I've said a lot of things, but the next verse after that says, and he arose and went. So there's a lot of times I've wanted to get better, and I told myself I was going to do better, but I never arose and went and did. So the best thing and the only thing that we can really do to get the contamination out, you see, they got these contamination places that they wash you up and they get the contamination off of you. Well, that's what repentance does. And I believe this, I honestly believe this, that whenever I really get down and truly with a broken heart, a contrite spirit, repent to God for that He removes all of it. He don't leave none of it behind. I might hang on to something other. And I'm going to tell you this, the hardest thing that I ever do and have to do in my life is forgive myself. It ain't about your forgiveness or nothing. It's about forgiving myself. So therefore, a lot of times I've stayed just a little bit contaminated because I didn't forgive. But we take it back to the Lord a lot of times, and He's, like that old song says, what sins are you talking about? I done cleaned you up. I done washed you up. But if we ain't careful, we can just let a little bit of the world get too close to us and get us in a contaminated fix. So, but that's my thought. I appreciate being here. appreciate each and every one. If anybody's got anything that they'd like to say, do, testify, sing a song, you can feel free at this time to do so.